Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
Democrat vermin like Charlie Schumer, using all of the technology that we have today and the methodology of the Stasi in Eastern Europe. We thought the Stasi was gone, but little did you know that Charles Schumer of all people, would be using the tactics of the Stasi, along with the neocon ventriloquists here in America. Welcome to the Savage Nation. The main topic is, frankly, the intelligence agencies at war with Trump, along with the Democrats who put them in there. Never forget who the intelligence agencies are. They're fundamentally men, aren't they? Men and women. Well, they're not robots. They're men and women. And who appointed them? Who appointed them? Barack Hussein Obama. So Barack Hussein Obama is effectively the intelligence agencies who are attacking Trump with fake stories and trying to undermine his presidency before he even takes office. And, of course, they have fellow travelers on the Republican side, like McCain, and in the media, the neocon ventriloquists who are still anti-Russia and still trying to start a war with Russia. Everywhere I turn, Russia, 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 Russia. I would say that the U.S. media, in their invasion of the United States mindset and the world, the U.S. media has done more damage than Russia's invasion of Crimea and a few other areas in Europe. That's my opinion. The invasion of the mind space by CNN, NBC, ABC, CBS, etc. You can include Fox News now because they're on the same side as CNN. Have you seen that? You're surprised that Schlepper Smith took the side of CNN? You don't know who Schlepper Smith is? Schlepper Smith is CNN. He's just waiting for an opportunity to move across the street. Anyway, the main topic is, why are the intelligence agencies at war with Trump? Why do the neocon ventriloquists want war with Russia? And for those of you who are not sure where this fake story originated, there was a story yesterday that it started with a blogging site called 4chan. And at the end of my show, at the end of the third hour, which is received in most cities in America, at the end of the third hour, out of the blue, one of the people who works at 4chan called this show. Now, later on in the night, that story was allegedly discredited, saying, no, they said, no, they had nothing to do with it. 4chan had nothing to do with it. It was known long before 4chan, and that was Investor's Business Daily, normally a very fine publication. Investor's Business Daily said, no, it was not 4chan. They had nothing to do with it. I had it up on my website, michaelsavage.com, but that story is gone. Well, what we're doing for you today is at the bottom of this hour, we have 4chan, a spokesman or a blogger from 4chan, to straighten the story out. They say they did start the fake story about Trump's, the fake story about the sexual peccadilloes, which never existed. They wrote it, they said, to see how far it would go, and they were shocked to see that it was picked up by the CIA and the U.S. media. He's going to be on to say that they, in fact, did it. That's a news story. Did you hear what I just said to you? That is a news story that you haven't heard on any other radio show or television show yet. And that is why you're listening to the show, and you'll judge for yourself on the Savage Nation today. So the topic number one is what I said to you it is. Why are neocon ventriloquists still anti-Russia? You do know that Obama moved tanks into Poland, don't you? With the biggest buildup in military in Europe since the Cold War. You do know that the nice, skinny party animal over there in Chicago did that. Oh, no, you didn't know that? The man who they're all protecting, the Jim Acostas of the world, who have accosted our brain for all of these years on CNN, have not told you that Obama is trying to provoke a war with Russia before he goes out the door, before he leaves the White House? And so the question really becomes, to me, how far will they go? Will Obama actually fire missiles at Russia before he leaves, sort of like a kid in a school who throws stink bombs into a school after he's thrown out for being a juvenile delinquent? That's a pretty rich one. Let's say they're the juvie in school, and the teachers finally had enough of him, and they called the guards to throw the kid out. And as the kid's leaving the classroom, he throws stink bombs into the auditorium. That's what Obama's trying to do with the world right now, in my estimation. Do you want more aggression? Do you want more aggression from the U.S.? Are you people that stupid? All you Reaganite morons who still think they were living before the wall fell? What is wrong with you? Why must you demonize Russia and try to start a conflagration? Well, if you are, you're no different than Obama. Do you understand you're on the same side? You and McCain are all on the same side? So it comes back to Donald Trump. Will he be able to govern at all is the question. They're trying to make it so that he can hardly govern. And he has a real war in his hand. I call it Trump's war, the battle for America. And as you know from yesterday, I introduced the book, which won't be out for 2 months. It's coming out March 14th, much to my surprise. First, it was supposed to be out in February. Then I was told late February. Now it's March 14th. So it's not for 2 months. But guess what happened yesterday? With only two mentions of Trump's war on this show yesterday, it became number three in politics in one night. And I only mentioned it twice, by the way. I'm not going to read it, you know, to you today. But I ask an important question, which is, will he build a wall? He says he will. Will he lower taxes? Will he put tariffs on Chinese, Mexican, and other goods? Will he deport illegal aliens from the prisons? Will he truly gut Obamacare? Will he actually protect our Second Amendment and guns? Will he rebuild the military? Will the schools be protected from the creeping slime of the left? Will abortion be slowed down or stopped when it comes to trimester abortion, which is called infanticide? Will religion come back in America? Will you be able to be proud to be a churchgoer again? What will the new president do? It's all in Trump's war. And it's from me, Michael Savage, the godfather of Trumpomania. And I do recommend that you go to Amazon right now and order an advance copy. Why? Because if we can move it up to number one, it will become a news story. And the reason I want it to become a news story is because just as you and I have been on the front line of this fight for decades, we know what Trump and his administration are up against. I lay out a path to victory for the new conservative American revolutionaries in Trump's war. And you, the vast army of Trump voters, I believe must now galvanize again around your ideals and make sure that your voices are heard in Congress in the months ahead. And I think that by displaying Trump's war at a social gathering, or if you have the guts to bring it to work, you will make a bold statement about the most important war America currently faces. It's wonderful for us to cheer Donald Trump. We all love him. That's why we voted for him. They lost the election, even though they're still running the election. Now the crackpots came up with something new. They're now going to investigate the FBI for having released the report about Hillary Clinton. It's unbelievable to me how bad the stink bombs are that the party animal in the White House is throwing as he goes out the door. So now he's unleashed a new study, a new investigation now of the FBI for having told us what Hillary was actually doing. Do you realize these people are still fighting the election? Do you realize that these idiots in the media, the Jim Acostas who have accosted our brain all these years, and the others, are still hoping they can undo the Trump presidency and put her into the White House? By the way, speaking of the poor gal, she was seen stumbling out of a restaurant, according to the Drudge Report. I wasn't there myself. Poor gal was seen stumbling out of a restaurant in Manhattan. Hillary stumbles out of a Manhattan restaurant. I mean, it's not a laughing matter. When you destroy your party and you can no longer run again and your grueling presidential campaign is over, apparently her difficulty in traversing flat surfaces has not yet diminished. She was seen dining with some loser old actors at a midtown Manhattan restaurant that I wouldn't be caught dead in. And she was seen stumbling as she exited the restaurant. A reporter for TMZ caught an aide holding the door for her, an umbrella for the former candidate, as the Clintons were waiting to enter their van, I like the van. But as Hillary was exiting the restaurant, according to this story, to step onto the sidewalk, she seemed to be unsteady on her feet. Well, you know, that's nothing new. She was unsteady on her brain during the entire campaign, which is why we didn't vote for her, because we know that the rain goes down the drain, mainly in Spain. Oh, well, do you care about any of this? I don't. The big issue is the Trump story. Why are the intelligence agencies at war with Trump? Why are neocon ventriloquists still anti-Russia? And at the bottom of the hour, we will have a spokesman from 4chan who they're still saying to me, just an hour, 30 minutes ago, they said they're going to prove on this show that they actually did create the fake story about Trump with the girls and the hookers and this and the urine and the golden shower. They made the whole thing up, not because they were anti-Trump, but to see how far the story would run in the midstream media. They never, ever thought in their wildest dreams that the now-disgraced CIA would pick up the story and run with it because of the deranged guy from Arizona, John McShane. This is the Savage Nation. The phone number here is 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. We're talking about the war between the media and Donald Trump. We're talking about the war between the intelligence agencies and Donald Trump. We're talking about Trump's war to restore America and my new book by that title, Trump's War. And I'll be right back to take your calls right here on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. Savage Nation, we'll go back to all the stories, and mainly what's going on with Russia. Do you actually agree we should go to war with Russia? Because that's what Schumer wants, it's what Obama wants, it's what the neocon ventriloquists want, and many of you have been hoodwinked. Many of you people think you're conservatives, and yet you want war. You don't even understand you're being hoodwinked by the military-industrial complex and the anti-Trump forces. And we'll talk about that on the Savage Nation. I invite you to call about this at 855-407-2282. But I want to tell you about a product, one of our fine advertisers, and it's about a product that, frankly, you're going to laugh at. Oh, yeah, you're going to laugh because you want thicker, fuller, and healthier hair, and you think that's a joke? Well, it's not a joke. Look in the mirror. Because this brand-new product, this Provia Super Concentrate from Chamonix, they created it with you in mind. It's a tiny bottle. It packs four times the power of Provia's key ingredient for very, very fast and more visible results. A caller, Dorothea, says, I love Provia. I was self-conscious about my hair that I bought several wigs. Not laughable. Forever cleaning hair out of the shower, the sink, and off my pillow. She said it's not a problem anymore. Because it revitalized hair follicles and improved scalp circulation. You're only one phone call or click away from stronger, fuller, younger-looking hair. So say goodbye to wasting your hair in the brush, in the sink, or on the pillow. Try Provia now, and you're going to get the new Super Concentrate absolutely free with your order. How? 800-543-5830, 800-543-5830. The new Provia Super Concentrate works, so you get your money back. It's guaranteed. What do you got to lose? You call 800-543-5830. Got it? 800-543-5830. One more time. 800-548. No, it's 800-543-5830. Okay, live read. So I sent the story today that the U.S. Army has moved 2,500 tanks, trucks, and military vehicles into Europe in the biggest troop transfer since the Cold War. Now think about the psychotic in the White House. 2,500 tanks, trucks, and military vehicles moved by the snake in the White House. So I said, I'm going to send this to a military hero friend of mine, a real hero, Silver Star from Vietnam, not mine, his. A real hero, paratrooper. His father was a hero in World War II who disguised himself as a Nazi and jumped behind enemy lines. I mean, this is really one of the great families. I can't tell you more about him. But on military issues, I ask his opinion. He's been there. He's got bullets in him to prove it. And he says he is pathological. Not himself, Obama. He said, you've ably described him as a snake with which he shares the same instincts. Because he is able to reason, he is extremely dangerous. We can only hope our enemies don't take his bait in the next 9 days. I see him as the embodiment of great evil. He will do anything, and I'm concerned for Trump's safety. Now, that's a loaded statement at the end. Many people I know, and I don't know many people that I trust at all, the few people I email with on a professional basis, have all told me the same thing. They actually fear that they're setting Trump up for you-know-what. I won't even say the word. What they're doing is making you think that Trump is so unworthy of the presidency that if, God forbid, something happened to him, are you hearing me? You'll say, oh, well, he got what he deserved. Listen to me. It can happen here. And the snake is not out the door yet. 855-407-282. Call on KSFO, 30 seconds or less. Fire away. Go ahead, please.
Paco, I've made over 20 trips to Russia since 1996 and Ukraine, and I've watched Putin. I was there when he was first came on the scene, and I just wanted to tell you a few little details.
Now, do it in 30 seconds or less, please. We don't have time for encyclopedic discussion.
Okay, I won't, but let me just say he's established a dictatorship. And sometimes, although we don't want war, like you and I don't...
Really? Wait a minute. So Obama hasn't established a soft dictatorship, in your opinion, owning all the intelligence agencies, owning the media? That's not a dictatorship?
It's not the same, Michael. And if...
Well, of course it's not the same.
Somebody needs...
We shouldn't have had any dictatorship in this country. But because we have Obama in the office, we have a mild dictatorship, don't we? So what's your point? You want to go to war with Russia. I hear that.
Is this, Michael, that sometimes you have...
Carl, do you want active shooting war with Russia? Would that make you happy at night?
No, you have to stand up to a bully to stop...
I'm asking you a question. Would you be happy if Obama suddenly launched missiles at Russia from Ukraine? Would that make your day?
No.
Yes or no? Answer the question. I'm asking you.
The answer is that...
No, the question is, if this piece of garbage just escalated a war with Russia to an extent not seen since the Cold War, moving in 2,500 tanks. What do you want to happen next? Missiles fired into Russia? Is that what you want?
Putin knows that NATO...
Why don't you go down to an enlistment center? You're probably not too old to enlist. You can enlist in the military.
Savage.
We're talking about a very serious matter. This is not a joke. This is not about a smear job against Trump. Your crazy president has just escalated the Cold War to a level not seen since the Cold War ended. As he goes out the door, he's trying to start a hot war with Russia. He sent 2,500 tanks and other armor into Poland. You understand what this is, that the so-called leftist peaceniks are trying to start a war with Russia before the psycho leaves the White House? Do you get it? We also have with us, in a moment, and I told you this man would be on, John from 4chan. Now, this is the site, the chat site, that claims it planted the fake story. Then the Investors Business Daily said they didn't. Well, we have John with us from 4chan. Let's go to him right away. I don't see line 10 lit, by the way. I don't know where he went. I guess the board op's busy doing something else, but I'll try line 10. Line 10, John, are you there?
Hi, yes, I'm here.
John, you know, yesterday we had you on, or someone from 4chan, and said that you did plant the story, and then it was debunked later on. Investors Business Daily said you didn't. What's the truth from your point of view?
So, truth from our point of view is they're really desperate to be picking up stories from us. We have archived, I mean, it's there. Well, just, I'm sorry, to give some context, 4chan, when you're having a conversation with 4chan, it quickly disappears. So there's no real paper trail. Nobody can really see what was said yesterday or the day.
All right, so you're a chat site, and you send messages that disappear instantly, right?
Within about 24 hours.
Okay, fine. So you created a story about Trump and his alleged fooling around with women in Russia. Are you saying you created it?
Yes.
And you made up a story about salacious activities that led to these accusations run as far as the CNN. Did you ever expect it to be picked up by the CIA?
No, sir. We did not. We expected some garbage outlet like BuzzFeed to pick it up. Or maybe New York Times. We didn't expect government entities to take interest in our fan fictions.
I mean, okay, no, this is a very serious deal here. I mean, because they haven't let it go to this day. The media is now saying Trump overreacted by screaming at CNN yesterday, calling them a garbage outlet. But fundamentally, we all know they are.
Right, and I can give you the link. It's a very long link, but it's a link to an archive of when the chat started. And the first I can find of when we first started chatting about it was back Tuesday, November 1st.
Okay. Well, I think you're making news on the show right now, John. And it's not about me. This is about the truth. That's what this show attempts to achieve, or let's say arrive at. Let's put it to you that way. A better statement is we try to arrive at the truth, because the truth is often fuzzy. I'm going to ask you a loaded question, and maybe you can't answer it or won't answer it. Did you vote for Trump or Hillary?
Trump.
Okay, fine. So could we say then that you're pro-Trump and you did this in order to embarrass the left?
Yes, and just something I want to get there. There's been kind of like an invisible, especially to people who don't use the internet, there's kind of been an invisible war online between leftists and, well, not even leftists, they're hired. You know how they hired protesters?
Yes. In other words, Al Sharpton's busing in the rent-a-mob thing that Sharpton and Jesse Jackson were famous for, then morphed into hired hands on the internet.
Right. And they were paid to come disrupt our forums and our chat boards. And, I mean, these boards are private. They're like a bar. They're like a locker room. They're not meant to be something consumed by a family audience. You know, this is a bunch of guys in their mid-20s to mid-30s. Getting drunk in the middle of the night and posting crazy.
Oh, I want to go out with you guys. Are you in the San Francisco area?
I'm not.
Oh, I would take you all out for a bunch of drinks. You're my kind of guys. I want to go out in the middle of the night and get drunk with you. But anyway, let's get back to the issue at hand. Okay, so you made up a whole story about Trump with women. You wanted to see how gullible the lying media was, right?
Yes, and just real quick, it started out with Trump being anti-Obama and doing ridiculous anti-Obama stuff like defiling effigies of Obama. And we fed it to somebody particularly, and this is something traceable, we fed it to somebody called Rick Wilson. And Rick Wilson has been attacking us from day one, and we're a private, small, non-vocal community. Yes, we post stuff, you know, to ourselves, but he started calling us out on, like, Fox News. And
who is this character, Wilson? Who funds this guy?
I'm not sure. I know that he's a well-known name in the GOP consultant arena.
Oh, he's a Republican.
He's a neocon.
Oh, he's one of the neocon ventriloquists, as Michael Savage
right. Says.
That's my coin. I bet you guys like that phrase.
We do. The other one is we like Egg McMuffin, which Evan McMullen.
No, that's not mine. I can't take credit for it. But the neocon ventriloquists are what we're talking about right now. Why do you think they want war with Russia?
I think it's their job. I think it's. I think they don't have. I mean, I think at the end of the day, it's really easy to find like somebody to payday if there's no war with Russia. Maybe we don't make enough money. Maybe some arms company doesn't sell enough arms. Somebody.
Well, that would explain why McCain is one of the neocon ventriloquists about how evil Russia is. Do you see Russia as a direct threat to the United States in terms of hacking?
Oh, no. No. I mean, the thing is, everyone who's gotten hacked, and I mean, this is something that came out of his mouth. And, I mean,
So, broke up. This is such a great call, but I'm not hearing him. His phone's breaking up. I wish we could get him on a landline. So, John.
Test. Anything?
Okay. John, we missed that. You broke up. You moved out of the room or something. Back.
I'm sorry about that.
Can you go back to the locked ward, please? And finish what you were saying about this.
Yes. The Evan McMullen is buddies with Rick Wilson. So we were feeding Rick Wilson this ridiculous, obviously fictitious, what we call a fan fiction. And he's always posting pictures of himself with Evan McMullen, the ex-CIA nut job who tried to derail Trump. And if you listen to their narrative, it's like a former intelligence officer handed the information off to John McCain. And Evan McMullen is heavily involved with former MI6, and that's what we've been able to. And just real quick, the Russian stuff, a lot of that was added. It wasn't originally part of our
So could we say that your group consists of some of the best computer literate people around? You guys, could you guys hack anything you want, more or less?
In a word, yeah.
I better be very careful. I hope you're on my side. No answer. I hope you're on my side, John. Are you?
We are most of us.
Most of us. So I'm worried about the ones that aren't. John, where is this going to end up? They say you didn't do it. Why do you think they're saying that 4chan did not originate this story?
They want the story to be good. They want it to be something that they can follow up on.
Okay. Well, do you have any members here in the Bay Area that I could meet? Or you don't meet people, right, from the media?
I wouldn't mind meeting you. Affiliated with you, but
what if you're a double agent from the CIA and you put some polonium in my beer?
Oh gosh, that's I think that makes sense.
It's when I go into certain bars that have slimy clientele, which I haven't done in a long time. I always order only a bottle of beer, and in fact, I bring my own church key to open it. I don't even let them open the bottle behind the bar. John, you're a great sport. Can I put you on the list? No, because then you have to give me your address to get a copy of Trump's War. How many people are in your network, by the way?
It fluctuates. Whoever has time, it's purely volunteer. It's not organized. It's actually the opposite of organization.
No, but I mean, how big is your... I don't mean that in your organization. I mean, how many people read you?
I mean, I'd say there's anywhere between 1,000 to 200,000 people involved in the politically incorrect sort of counter CTR, which is Clinton's, you know, correct the record.
Well, you guys are like the underground in Russia during the Soviet era. You are the Samizdat, aren't you?
We are.
You are the equivalent of the underground in Russia during the era of the dictator Stalin. You, Solzhenitsyn, would probably be working with you guys if he were alive today.
Yes, he would be a participator in the meme war of 2016.
Okay, so how do listeners to my show participate in your thing? What do they go to, 4chat.com? 4chan.com?
4chan, 4chan.org/POL.
That's the number 4, C-H-A-N, slash what?
Org, O-R-G.
Yeah. Okay, guys, let's put it up on the board for me so I give them some publicity. Do you take advertising or anything like that?
It is offensive.
It's a fan base, so there's no ads. Well, John, keep up the incredible underground railroad that you're running. You're running an underground railroad of the truth, which right now is so threatened with being shackled that I admire all of you guys tremendously, and I thank you for being with us in the Savage Nation.
Okay, thank you for having me.
All right, thanks, man. That's amazing. Okay, well, we did make news because they say they did make up the fake story, and the CIA bought it hook, line, and sinker. That's something Trump really ought to get. Trump ought to have him into the tower. I hope someone from the Trump organization, I know that a few of them listen to the show regularly and send intel briefings over to some of the people. I know it for a fact. If you are a relative of one of the important people in the Trump administration and you just heard this interview on whatever station you're listening on, probably on WABC, I would like you to try to get a copy of that over to the people at the Trump organization. He should use it in his next press conference. And by the way, a little side note, because of my threat to the establishment in Washington, D.C., this show was taken off the air abruptly at the beginning of January from my number one affiliate in Washington, D.C. They just did not want any competition over there. And that's my opinion. My opinion is valid. I'm entitled to it. It was done strictly for political reasons. And if they want to push me on it, I'll be happy to argue with anyone from that station, because my ratings were higher than that of the morning show, period, end of story. Just to set the record straight, because I'm not going to just get rolled over by people and be told, you know, dummy up and keep your mouth shut. I was taken off the air in Washington, D.C. because I'm a grave threat to the liars in Washington, D.C. who want you to believe that they're conservatives when they're not. They're operatives like John McCain. Carol on WABC Line 4, go ahead, please.
Hi, Dr. Savage. I just wanted to say that I think that this whole war is about nationalists versus the elite globalists. And I think that gives us some very strange bedfellows.
All right, so the globalists would be the intelligence agencies, MI6, and the nationalists would be people like Trump, people like those who led the charge against the EU, Brexit, people like Netanyahu, who was a nationalist, a Jewish nationalist, people like Putin, who was a Russian nationalist. They are the last holdouts against this globalist new Sovietization of the world.
Absolutely.
Carol, you're so insightful. It's all about the reality you just presented. And I'm going to put you on the list to receive the first copies of Trump's War, His Battle for America. You want to finish up one last sentence, please? I think you were trying to say something.
No, I'm just saying that also North Korea, I mean, think about it. It gives us some very strange bedfellows. North Korea is also not globalist. They are nationalist. And if it really came down to that, this would be one unusual or really strange world war.
Why, you're saying North Korea would join Trump against the globalists?
Wow, that's
pretty wild. All right, my friends, it's 48 minutes after the hour. We have made news on the show, and it is big news. If people are saying that there's a war right now between the secret state, meaning the intelligence agencies, and the Trump administration, and they're at war with Trump, and that the neocon ventriloquists like Trump and those in the media who are mouthing the same stuff that Russia needs to be fought with and always send 2,500 tanks and armor into Poland because he wants war, this is a big deal. I'll be back to talk about this and more right here on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. All right, it's time for you to clear your browsing data. This is the Savage Nation. Let's clean out your memory. I love going on to my websites and clear the browsing data because I overfill it. I overfill it. I'm always searching for so many things. Do you want to talk about Trump's war? Do you want to talk about the neocon ventriloquists? I'm not going to let go of that phrase. I love it so much. I coined it last week or last month. It says so much about people like McCain and those in the media who obviously are doing it for a number of reasons. McCain, I've long suspected, is a front for the warmongers in the military-industrial complex. Okay? That's number one. So for him, there's a reason for it. He's basically paying back his paymasters. That's what he's doing. But when you have people in the media who pretend to be conservatives, who every day and in every way attack Russia and attack Putin, and then say they don't support Obama, and they don't support Hillary, they support Trump. Just understand they are neocon ventriloquists. They are obsessed with Russia. Russia is our natural ally against radical Islam. And they are fundamentally working with globalists. Incidentally, in the next hour, we'll talk about big pharmaceutical companies. They lost $24 billion in 20 minutes yesterday during Donald Trump's press conference. Have a nice day.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture, And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
Turn it off. I'm not a Paul Anka fan. I mean, Sinatra did My Way better than that. He's not around, obviously. But he's going to have Paul Anka at the inauguration. Very nice. It's too slow. The tempo is too slow. Welcome to the program. I hope that my tempo is quick enough for you on the program today. We have so many sound bites. The poor guys work their butts off from morning till night. I'm a big crazy man when it comes to sound. I think I should begin right at the top. The worst sound of the day is Charles Schumer. Charles Schumer is now the head of the Stasi in the United States of America. You could say something else, but then I'd get the ADL on my back. You know, you can't say anything about Schumer without the ADL getting excited. So I got to be very careful, because there were types like him during World War II as well. Oh, he doesn't fool me. You don't know that the biggest guys who were lawyers used sticks to beat Jews into the concentration camps. You didn't hear that? I'm not saying Schumer's like that. I'm just saying that there were people like that in World War II. I'm not going that far with Schumer. But I would say that Schumer is the equivalent of the Stasi type in Eastern Europe. Does that offend Chaim Yankel there at the ADL? Can't you understand that Schumer's an evil man, that he's a no-good Nick? Right now he's threatening Donald Trump on a television channel known to hate anything of any American value. Listen to clip number two.
You take on the intelligence community, they have six ways from Sunday at getting back at you. So even for a practical, supposedly hard-nosed businessman, he's being really dumb to do this. They are very upset with how he has treated them and talked about them. And we need the intelligence community.
We're very upset how you have treated the American people and how you talk about us, Charlie. And we know you're frustrated because Hillary lost, and you lost your one shot at becoming a Supreme Court justice, which has been your... Again, I can't use a phrase as a family show. I was going to say you're wet something, but I can't say it. Ever since you've been a boy. But you're not going to be a Supreme Court justice. You're just going to be a heckler from the side. You're going to be one of the peanut gallery for the rest of your life, Charlie. How does that feel? And you've always been jealous of the Trumps of the world. They had better shoes, prettier wives, and more money. So, of course, you hate them. But it's not a laughing matter when a sitting senator take such pleasure in a war against a president before he's even taken office, frankly. You know what's interesting is Schumer just said, when you take on the intelligence community, they have six ways from Sunday of getting back at you, right? If I remember correctly, Dianne Feinstein attacked the intelligence community, specifically the CIA, on numerous occasions, and they didn't get back at her, Charlie. How is that possible? Because she was purging the CIA of the CIA... agents who were pro-American. That's what she was doing. This is not the CIA that we know. This is the OIA. This is the Obama Intelligence Agency. And you can write that down. The CIA has become the OIA. I guess that won't make it to any of the websites, but it just made it to the number one website in your brain, which is the Savage Nation. That's why you're listening. So now let's go to the next soundbite. Let me see if we can trigger some other thoughts here in the brains. It's Trump with the thing and the golden shower and this and then the BuzzFeed job. We covered that. All right, so there were hearings today. A certified war hero, General Mattis, is up there being grilled by the lowest form of human life. And right away the agenda comes up. Gays, lesbians, you know, the standard agenda. The worst of them all was Kamala Harris. She was never any good when she was in California. She was a stooge of Willie Brown from the beginning, and now she's a stooge of the radical left. Unfortunately for Kamala Harris, she's been sidelined now because Trump won. So she now tries to take Mr. Senator Pompeo, is he a congressman or a senator, who's going to now head up the CIA, and instead of asking about the danger that radical Islam poses to the United States of America, Kamala Harris, way over her head, attacks him on gay marriage, attacks him on Muslims, and makes Pompeo say, in a sort of loyalty oath to the Communist Party USA, the old CPUSA used to have a loyalty oath, that he believes in global warming, and that global warming is a greater threat to America than ever, than anything. So here it is, the same agenda that we just voted down in the election. Here is Kamala Harris, whoever she is, What is she actually today? She moved out of San Francisco. She became a big shot in Sacramento. Then she's up. Now she's a big shot up there somewhere. Here she's attacking Mr. Pompeo, who was first in his class at West Point. She is not fit to iron his clothing, in my opinion. Listen to number 11.
Your voting record and stated position on gay marriage and the importance of having a quote-unquote traditional family structure for raising children is pretty clear. I disagree with your position, but of course you're entitled to
Wait, hold on, wait a minute. You disagree with your position? Wait a minute. Hold it. Did you hear what this person just said to a great man who's going to be the head of the CIA? Your voting record on gay marriage and the importance of traditional family structure for raising children, I disagree with you? Do you understand what this is about? Do you understand that they lost? Do you understand how close we came to having the LGBT internationalist brigades take over every aspect of our life? Do you understand this? And do you understand why they're trying to undermine Trump and Putin? You know, I've told you this before in some of my books. One of the reasons they hate Putin, well, one of the reasons that the establishment hates Putin is not so much for his invasion of Crimea or Ukraine. They could care less about that. It's because of his stance on gays. So let me clear the air on it. There is an international movement that is run by some of the most powerful people on earth who continuously harp on the LGBT agenda as though that is the most important thing on the planet. And so that is what you're witnessing right now. They're still active. So when you say globalist, understand what the globalist actually means. The globalists do not like the family. In that regard, they match the philosophy of Karl Marx, who wrote that the bourgeois family is passé, and the bourgeois family, meaning man and woman, must be obliterated from the earth. He wanted the state to raise the children. Do you understand that? It's really not much different than it's been forever. It's just that you have to see the whole picture. All right, I don't even want to play any more of her. I still have a little more time because I don't want to get trapped into her, the madness of her own mind. I really don't want to get sucked into it. Let's go to the next one. Here is Kamala Harris, another one, again. Instead of grilling the incoming CIA chief about the dangers that radical Islam poses to the American people, listen to her grilling him on climate change in the midst of a blizzard.
In the past, you questioned the scientific consensus on climate change. Nevertheless, according to NASA, multiple studies published in peer-reviewed scientific journals show that 97% or more of actively published climate
stupid moron, liar, idiot.
Climate warning trends over the past century are extremely likely due to human activities.
Listen
to
this idiot.
In addition, most of the leading scientific organizations worldwide,
owned by Obama, right.
Endorsing this position.
Yeah, right.
Do you have any reason to doubt NASA's findings?
Senator, I've actually spoken to this in my political life some. My commentary most all has been directed to ensuring that the policies that America put in place actually achieve the objective of ensuring that we didn't have catastrophic harm that resulted from change in climate. I continue to hold that view. I frankly, as the director of CIA, would prefer today not to get into the details of climate debate and science. It seems my role is going to be so different and unique from that. It is going to be to work alongside warriors keeping Americans safe.
Did you hear that?
So I stand by the things that I've said previously with respect to that issue.
Did you hear this? Here's the man who was first in his class at West Point, incoming to the CIA instead of the clown that's going to be kicked out by the boot of his pants. And he says, I'm going to work with the warriors to keep America safe instead of getting into this argument about... First of all, she repeats the big lie over and over again, as they did in the communist Soviet Union. Do you agree that studies show that 97% or more of scientists agree that climate warming trends are due to human activity? Are you now, or have you ever been, not a member of the Communist Party? He wouldn't take the bait. Then she had the nerve to say to him, you're not a scientist, are you? And he said, well, I'm actually an engineer by training. You hear this? The man was an engineer by training, and this career politician, who was nothing but a marionette of the Democrat machine in California, had the nerve to try to put the incoming CIA director on the spot about climate change, LGBT, and women, and this and that. Well, let me just say this, Kamala Harris. I know you're not listening to the show in Washington, D.C., because the show is no longer heard there. But it's heard around the world on many stations. and, of course, on the Internet. I want you to listen to what Charles Schumer has to say, Ms. Harris, because the new intelligence community is not the intelligence community that you think it is. What goes around comes around. So let's hear Charles Schumer again, and this is for Kamala Harris.
You take on the intelligence community, they have six ways from Sunday at getting back at you. So even for a practical, supposedly hard-nosed businessman, he's being really dumb to do this.
They are, you could say, for even for a practical, supposedly hard-nosed woman from San Francisco's Democrat Party, she's being really dumb to attack the incoming director of the CIA. And that, my friends, is the rest of the story.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. All right, so the hearings today, the confirmation hearings on Mr. Pompeo and Mr. Mattis, General Mattis, were filled with the Democrats espousing their filthy left-wing agenda all over again. You know, if you're not sure whether you should have voted for Trump, let's put it to you this way. You're just not going to be hearing any of this anymore for the next 4 to 8 years. If Hillary had won, all you would have heard was the same stuff over and over again. And that's why she lost. She lost because of her focus on the issues that most Americans do not care about gay marriage. They don't care about LGBT issues. They don't care about the global warming hoax. And they don't care whether Muslims are being treated fairly inside the American government. They care about other things, bread and butter issues, national security, build the wall, taxes are too high. They want Muslims deported who have come here to commit crimes. They don't want more of them flooded into this country. So now you understand why she lost. In fact, when they were reanalyzing at the end of the election why Hillary lost, the smartest amongst the Democrats said, oh, they didn't address middle America. They didn't address the average American. They didn't talk to the people in the hinterland. What do you think they're actually saying? They were focused on the narrowest band of individuals in the country. Muslims, crackpot scientists who are in the government's pocket, and those radicals in the LGBT community who can't get over the fact that they're more than equal citizens, and they just won't let it go. So here was Kamala Harris, again, beating the dead horse of Muslims now in the CIA in clip 13.
And I'm also concerned about rhetoric related to Muslims from high-profile members of the incoming administration, in particular Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, with whom I imagine you'll be working closely. I don't want that to impact recruitment or retention of the patriotic and critically important Muslim men and women of the CIA, who have taken great risks to serve our country. Can you commit to me that you will be a tireless advocate for all members of the CIA, all of the workforce?
Yes, ma'am.
That's crazy. What did she expect to say, no, ma'am? So she's reading a script that was given to her by the forces that destroyed Hillary Clinton's campaign, the Muslim pressure groups like CARE, no doubt, etc. So you ought to thank your lucky stars that she didn't win. DOJ watchdog to investigate FBI's handling of Hillary email probe. I want you to think of how ludicrous this is. They lost the election. It's over. And yet again, he's throwing another stink bomb. The snake, in addition to sending in 2,500 tanks to Poland to provoke Putin, is now trying to destroy Comey before he leaves. Every which way you turn, the madman in the White House is trying to destroy everything around him before Trump becomes president. What can you say about it? Obama's dog bit a White House guest's face. I think that says it all. What is this, something in the air in the White House? Is they're cleaning out the furniture? Was mold released? Sonny Obama bit a White House guest's face. A friend who was visiting the Obamas was bitten in the face by the first family's dog, Sonny, leaving the woman to get stitched up, TMZ reported. Sonny, a female Portuguese water dog, chomped on the unidentified 18-year-old as she went to pet and kiss the adorable 4-year-old pooch on Monday. The young woman was left bloodied on her right cheek and had to get stitches. Blah, blah, blah. Sonny is one of two dogs the Obamas own. The other Portuguese water dog, Bo, an 8-year-old male, enjoys the title of first dog. Well, that's interesting. I don't want to talk about dogs right now, but you're not supposed to kiss strange dogs on the face unless you're a moron. And teach your children not to come up to dogs and put their face near a dog because they're liable to get bitten. You understand that? Dogs may look cute, but they are dogs. They have wolf in them. So never let your child come up to a strange dog. When I'm walking Teddy in the mall and a person has a beautiful little child and they say, can I pet him? You know what I say? No. I said, and if you do pet him, let me show you how you pet a dog. I show him to put the hand down and let the dog sniff the back of their hand first. That's the first rule to avoid a brutal attack on your child's hand or face. Don't call me on it. Nothing to say. Let's move on the Savage Nation. Now they try to attack Ben Carson. They said Ben Carson is not right for the job because he wasn't poor enough. This is unbelievable to me. They put him in charge of HUD. Who else should run HUD? So Elizabeth Warren, the fake Indian, attacks him because he's not moral enough and he wasn't poor enough. I suppose that she's going to accuse him of not being black enough next, and therefore he shouldn't have been appointed. And then she brings up lead poisoning in poverty housing. That's a new problem. I haven't heard of pica and lead poisoning in 30 years. But the fake Indian brought up fake science now in the hearing on him. You got to hear, this is a circus. It's a great thing to be in the media right now. It is a great thing to listen to the callers at 855-407-282. It is a great thing to tell you about Trump's war on Amazon. It's a great thing to be on the radio.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
So the biggest story of the day is not really the salacious lies about Donald Trump put out by a chat board picked up by the geniuses in the media, notably CNN and the CIA. The big story is that the snake has sent an armored brigade to Poland, which is the biggest buildup since the Cold War ended. Isn't it ironic that the peaceniks are actually the warmongers? I've always known that. 4th Infantry Division's 3rd Armored Brigade, 3,500 soldiers, 2,500 tanks and armored equipment sent to the border of Russia. Do you understand what this means? I hope you do, because I do. It's not just an open war between the media and Donald Trump. It is a war against sanity itself. It just came out minutes ago that Obama is going to end the policy granting residency to Cubans entering the U.S. without visas. You say, all right, big deal, we don't need more Cubans. But there's a sub-clause in it that's very frightening. This was just leaked to the press. And it says the U.S. and Cuba, meaning the dictator in Cuba and the dictator in America, negotiated the change. And listen to this thing very carefully. An agreement from Cuba in this deal allows those turned away from the United States to return. Do you know what that means? It means that anyone who fled Cuba and the murderous dictatorship of Cuba and got here will be sent back to face a firing squad in Cuba. That's what Obama just did to them. You got to read these things very carefully. The move comes about a week before President Obama leaves office. And that's what he did. He tried to help Castro kill off the opponents that ran away so we can get him back and knock him off. That's what it looks like to me. Now let's go to something fun, if you want to call it fun. Here's Elizabeth Warren, Pocahontas, as she is affectionately known, trying to grill Ben Carson on why he's not fit for HUD. Listen to this madness in 16.
Now, housing development is an area in which
I said 16. That's 15.
I saw children with pica, with lead poisoning chronically.
Okay, let's stop.
And what that did...
Okay, let's stop. Just let's stop. It's all messed up. Okay, let's forget it. It's just not good. All right, play Warren in 15. Let's listen to her. Let's hear that one, 15.
Now, housing development is an area in which President-elect Trump and his family have significant business interests. Can you assure me that not a single taxpayer dollar that you give out will financially benefit the president-elect or his family?
All right, let's stop right here. Do you know how many billions of dollars were given out under Obama in HUD money to con men in the housing business? Do you know how many of them sit in the United States Senate? Do you know how many of them sit in Congress? Do you? Do you know how many of them have wives and cousins and uncles and brothers in Section 8 housing and how much money they've made under Obama? Do you know what a slush fund this is? Have you ever watched the show The Sopranos? Remember in the early days of the show The Sopranos when they bought junk housing and districts that were once beautiful middle-class neighborhoods in New Jersey, such as in Newark, that fell into a disrepair and became crack houses? They went in and they beat the people up to get them out of the crack houses. They bought them for like $100 a house from the government. Then they turned them around and made loads of money. That's HUD money. It's one of the greatest scams there is. So here's Elizabeth Warren all of a sudden saying to Carson, oh boy, watch out for that one, right? KBET Las Vegas, Matt, you want war with Russia. Go ahead, tell us why.
Hi, Dr. Chavez, thanks for taking my call, and thank you for all your work in ensuring that Hillary was not elected. I just wanted to comment, though. I guess I take a little bit of different opinion on the troops being sent out to Poland. It's a little late, I think, on the troops, but it's not too late. You're right, I think diagnosed Obama as being weak, and if he hadn't been sending any troops or...
Wait. You're saying it's strong of him to try to start a war with Russia? That makes him strong?
Well, I don't think he's trying to start a war. He's only sending them to our allies out there.
Well, let's slow down. Do you have any idea what a provocation it is to send all these tanks to the border of Russia? What would happen if Russia had familiar relations with Mexico and Russia sent 2,500 tanks to the border of Mexico and the U.S.? What would happen?
Well, we wouldn't be too happy about it, I'm sure.
I mean, would that be considered a provocation to send Russian tanks to the Mexican border?
If this was a long time in coming and Mexico was an ally at this time with Russia...
So you approve of sending tanks of this number to the border with Russia at a time like this when the snake is about to leave the White House? You don't see this as a provocation in order to try to trigger a war?
No.
Well, let's talk about the timing then. Why would he do it a week before leaving the White House?
Well, I think he realized that if he wasn't going to do it, if he was ever going to do anything, he might as well do it now. So you
don't see anything more nefarious in Obama's sneaky actions in sending tanks to the border with Russia?
Well, I do think there was some timing involved. If Hillary was elected, he probably wouldn't do it.
Well, no, Hillary wasn't elected. The snake is leaving the White House. Before the snake leaves, he has moved more armor and more men to the border with Russia than we have seen since the Cold War. That is very alarming. There's been no action by Russia. Has there been an action in recent days or weeks by Russia that I have missed?
Well, Putin...
Has Russia threatened to invade Poland?
He'll time it very perfectly, and no...
I'm asking you, has Russia... Maybe I missed it while I was sleeping. Did Russia invade Poland overnight?
No, but that doesn't mean we should not do exercises with our allies.
So, in other words, you're a neocon ventriloquist now. You've bought it hook, line, and sinker, and you like a military buildup with Russia. So, how do you differ then than the globalists? You're exactly what the globalists are. You want war with Russia. You want constant tension and war.
Well, I'm in the camp with Tillerson, who's going through his confirmation hearing, and he even said in his hearing that he would have responded more forcefully to Russia's encroachment on eastern Ukraine by sending air surveillance and by sending...
Well, I think Tillerson is wrong, by the way. What, because he was appointed by Trump, I'm supposed to support him? And everything he says and does? I think Tillerson is wrong. And I think that you're wrong. We disagree doesn't mean we have to hate each other. And to show you what a nice guy I am... If you can name my new book, which will be out in a month, in 2 months, I'll give you a copy. What's the name of the new book? Sorry, the buzzer went off. It's called Trump's War. That's what it's called. And, of course, if you want to spend a few bucks, you go to Amazon. Trump's War, His Battle for America. KSFO. Line 1. Slavik, you're on the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dr. Savage, how are you?
Make your point.
Hey, I'm actually Ukrainian American. I came here in 2001 and I got my citizenship in 2007. And I want to share a personal story real quick. I was in Ukraine twice in the last 2 years. I was in a war zone, and I was doing non-military aid to the Ukrainian soldiers. And, you know, I basically saw the war from firsthand experience. And, you know, I would tell you firsthand, you know, I would not want to engage war with Russia right now as the United States, because even though Ukraine is my country, you know, and I have a lot of friends that are fighting there, you know, it's just not worth it to go to thermonuclear warfare right now, you know.
Well, that's what I've been saying. What's the madness here?
Right.
What's the madness? This is the biggest military buildup since the Cold War, conducted by the snake as he is about to leave the White House. It's a war he's declaring on Russia. You know the wars have started for less than what Obama's just done in moving all of this armor into Ukraine?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, at least we agree on that. And I don't want to be taken as anti-Ukraine and pro-Russian, because it's not true. I am pro-American. I don't want war with Russia. It's that simple. Do you understand the difference? Ronnie on KSFO in San Francisco, line 9. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Dr. Savage. I appreciate you taking my call. Dr. Savage, this is our political Armageddon and final chance to win our country back. This is a fight between pretty much the godless globalists versus natural-born or immigrant Americans, pretty much such as myself, who work our heart out, love our families, believe in God, and get tears in our eyes every time we hear the Star Spangled Banner. And I want to thank you for pretty much fighting for us for over two decades, for being the backbone of Trump's election, and for being the ayahuasca of the radio wave.
I like it. The Hiawatha, that's a good one. At least you didn't call me the Pocahontas of the Trump Revolution. So you know your Native American law, huh? You know Hiawatha.
I do a lot of research about, you know, third eye and waking up your spiritual belief. I am Christian, but I look into other things to get closer to God. So I've done a lot of research about certain other methods, but I've never tried it myself.
Well, you want me to get into that? You know, I did the thing on what did I do it the other day? It was a very popular show on, what do you call those things you carry around? Amulets. Did you hear my show on amulets?
Absolutely.
I'm telling you, there's a power in amulets. I hurt my neck. I put it on my neck. I asked God. I said, God, I don't believe in magic. I believe in God. Can you heal me? And I felt a healing. Within 3 or 4 minutes, that pain was gone. Now, I will be very honest, it came back yesterday. It was actually 2 days ago, it was very severe again. And it was because I re-injured it and I lost contact with the healing power of God. And I woke up today again thinking I was all alone again for 24 hours in a great meditation, just watching the rain fall, and I thought all about it. And I touched some holy objects that some religious people had given me. They asked me if I had anything to do with the religious objects for a while. I said, no, not in a year. And I read a prayer. And I woke up pain-free again. So what are you going to say? It's all in my mind? Well, if it is, hey, I'm glad about that. In other words, if it's all in my mind, it means to me that if I learn how to tap into that power of God, then my mind can keep me protected, right? I guess. Ronnie, are you there?
Yes.
I guess he's gone.
Absolutely.
All right. Yeah, I'm saying, you know, look, let's talk about this for a minute. Psychosomatic medicine, it's an old story. We all know about it. I learned about it in graduate school. So let's say it's mind over matter. Let's say you don't believe in God. You don't believe in these little amulets. You say, well, the guy believes in it, so he felt better. So the pain went away. Okay, great. So we're dealing with the issue of psychosomatic medicine. Let's move into that. That's probably more interesting than the politics of the day. People love this kind of topic. What I learned in graduate school from some very brilliant medical doctors who were on my committee, my PhD committee, was that it doesn't matter whether it's psychosomatic or not. The fact of the matter is it works. And the mind can heal and the mind can kill. Let's be very, very clear about that. The mind can be the most destructive force in your life. The mind can be also the greatest healing force in your life. So the issue is, how do you learn to tap into the mindset that can help you heal? That's the real issue. I'll be back to discuss this and more right here on The Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. War and peace.
So you could argue that Obama's been a man of peace through his pacifism. We haven't really had many wars. We've had a lot of terrorist events because he looked the other way. And he is an Islamophile, and that's why he looked the other way. But now all of a sudden, as he's leaving, suddenly he wants to go in the other direction. Now suddenly he wants to be a man who, what, ignites wars? What is he doing? Ron on WFTL in Florida, land of beauty. What's on your mind, Ron?
Yes, I want to completely disagree with you, Dr. Savage. I heard you say something about Netanyahu.
You know, I'd love to hear you, but my screener should have had you call on a better phone line instead of talking to somebody else. Start again.
Yes, I said you favored Netanyahu.
Can you tell me what you believe rather than what you think I believe?
Why do you favor? This is the guy who went to Congress and back in 2002 and lied to us about Saddam having weapons of mass destruction.
I don't know what you're saying. What is it that you don't like about that? What don't you like about Benjamin Netanyahu? Can you just make a statement, please?
Yeah, he's a war criminal. He's disgusting, man. How could you support a guy like that? He lied.
So who would you have lead Israel instead?
I don't know.
But of course, you don't know anything. So it's easy to say he's a war criminal. Who would you have lead Israel other than Netanyahu?
You said you did not support the war in Iraq. Here you have Netanyahu, who went to Congress at the cost of
All right, but you're bringing up ancient history. Why do you call him a war criminal?
There's a lot of secrets about Israel that a lot of people in the media do not talk about.
Oh, you get the secret handshake from your Nazi buddies.
Yeah, that's it. And
you all have you rub each other's palm with a special finger in Walgreens and. And the Jews are behind everything wrong on the planet, and Netanyahu is chief amongst the Jewish evil, right?
You
actually believe that the Zionists are controlling the world and they're the evil force on the planet, right?
Well, it's funny that Donald Trump met with Harry Kissinger, right?
Harry Kissinger? Who's Harry Kissinger?
you know who he is. Come on, Savage.
Ron, let me ask you something. What day of the month is this? I don't know the date. It's the 12th?
Yeah.
What day of the month do you receive your fresh supply of white sheets?
And what is it with you and these air taxes, Doctor?
All right, look, what can you do? What am I going to do? The sheets haven't arrived, so he's upset. The special sheets from the KKK shipping department. I wonder if Amazon would handle sheets for the KKK. They handle everything. Can you order sheets from the Ku Klux Klan on Amazon? That would be funny. Do they not sell certain things? Like, would they sell sheets to a KKK division somewhere? All right, whatever. This is good. I don't care. So, you know, look, I read the blogs all the time. There's a certain band of Americans that wherever you go, they blame the Jews and they blame Zionism for everything wrong in the world. They will not change. All you got to do is say Bilderberg, and that's it. They're off and running at the races. Bilderberg, Kissinger, Netanyahu, Israel, Zionism. And it makes them happy because they think that they know everything about the whole world. And there's nothing you can do with them. It's the same blood libel that has been going on against Jews since the beginning of recorded history. And there's no explaining it. I believe that there are people who are inherently racist towards blacks, and blacks may have inherent racism towards whites, some of them. I believe that there are inherent white people who have racism towards Jews and foreigners, and there's no changing their mind. And there's nothing you can do about these things, so why try? Do you agree we should go to war with Russia? Because that's what Obama seems to want.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation. We'll go back to all the stories, mainly what's going on with Russia. Do you actually agree we should go to war with Russia? Because that's what Schumer wants. It's what Obama wants. It's what the neocon ventriloquists want. And many of you have been hoodwinked. Many of you people think you're conservatives, and yet you want war. You don't even understand you're being hoodwinked by the military-industrial complex and the anti-Trump forces. So it comes back to Donald Trump. Will he be able to govern at all, is the question. They're trying to make it so that he can hardly govern. And he has a real war in his hand. I call it Trump's war, the battle for America. And as you know from yesterday, I introduced the book, which won't be out for 2 months. It's coming out March 14th, much to my surprise. First, it was supposed to be out in February. Then I was told in late February. Now it's March 14th. So it's not for 2 months. But guess what happened yesterday? With only two mentions of Trump's war on this show yesterday, it became number three in politics in one night. And I only mentioned it twice, by the way. I'm not going to read it, you know, to you today. But I ask an important question, which is, will he build the wall? He says he will. Will he lower taxes? Will he put tariffs on Chinese, Mexican, and other goods? Will he deport illegal aliens from the prisons? Will he truly gut Obamacare? Will he actually protect our Second Amendment and guns? Will he rebuild the military? Will the schools be protected from the creeping slime of the left? Will abortion be slowed down or stopped when it comes to trimester abortion, which is called infanticide? Will religion come back in America? Will you be able to be proud to be a churchgoer again? What will the new president do? It's all in Trump's war. And it's from me, Michael Savage, the godfather of Trumpomania. And I do recommend that you go to Amazon right now and order an advance copy. Why? Because if we can move it up to number one, it will become a news story. And the reason I want it to become a news story is because just as you and I have been on the front line of this fight for decades, we know what Trump and his administration are up against. I lay out a path to victory for the new conservative American revolutionaries in Trump's war. And you, the vast army of Trump voters, I believe must now galvanize again around your ideals and make sure that your voices are heard in Congress in the months ahead. And I think that by displaying Trump's war at a social gathering, or if you have the guts to bring it to work, you will make a bold statement about the most important war America currently faces. It's wonderful for us to cheer Donald Trump. We all love him. That's why we voted for him. They lost the election, even though they're still running the election. Now the crackpots came up with something new. They're now going to investigate the FBI for having released the report about Hillary Clinton. It's unbelievable to me how bad the stink bombs are that the party animal in the White House is throwing as he goes out the door. So now he's unleashed a new study, a new investigation now of the FBI for having told us what Hillary was actually doing. Do you realize these people are still fighting the election? Do you realize that these idiots in the media, the Jim Acostas who have accosted our brain all these years, and the others, are still hoping they can undo the Trump presidency and put her into the White House? By the way, speaking of the poor gal, she was seen stumbling out of a restaurant, according to the Drudge Report. I wasn't there myself. Poor gal was seen stumbling out of a restaurant in Manhattan. Hillary stumbles out of a Manhattan restaurant. I mean, it's not a laughing matter. When you destroy your party and you can no longer run again and your grueling presidential campaign is over, apparently her difficulty in traversing flat surfaces has not yet diminished. She was seen dining with some loser old actors at a midtown Manhattan restaurant that I wouldn't be caught dead in. And she was seen stumbling as she exited the restaurant. A reporter for TMZ caught an aide holding the door for her, an umbrella for the former candidate, as the Clintons were waiting to enter their van, I like the van. But as Hillary was exiting the restaurant, according to this story, to step onto the sidewalk, she seemed to be unsteady on her feet. Well, you know, that's nothing new. She was unsteady on her brain during the entire campaign, which is why we didn't vote for her, because we know that the rain goes down the drain, mainly in Spain. So I sent the story today that the U.S. Army has moved 2,500 tanks, trucks, and military vehicles into Europe in the biggest troop transfer since the Cold War. Now think about the psychotic in the White House. 2,500 tanks, trucks, and military vehicles moved by this, I almost said what I wanted to say, the snake in the White House. So I said, I'm going to send this to a military hero friend of mine, a real hero, Silver Star from Vietnam, not mine, his. A real hero, paratrooper. His father was a hero in World War II who disguised himself as a Nazi and jumped behind enemy lines. I mean, this is really one of the great families. I can't tell you more about him. But on military issues, I ask his opinion. He's been there. He's got bullets in him to prove it. And he says he is pathological. Not himself, Obama. He said, you've ably described him as a snake with which he shares the same instincts. Because he is able to reason, he is extremely dangerous. We can only hope our enemies don't take his bait in the next 9 days. I see him as the embodiment of great evil. He will do anything, and I'm concerned for Trump's safety. Now, that's a loaded statement at the end. Many people I know, and I don't know many people that I trust at all, the few people I email with, on a professional basis, have all told me the same thing. They actually fear that they're setting Trump up for you-know-what. I won't even say the word. What they're doing is making you think that Trump is so unworthy of the presidency that if, God forbid, something happened to him, are you hearing me? You'll say, oh, well, he got what he deserved. Listen to me. It can happen here. And the snake is not out the door yet. All right, the real subtext of the false narrative, the lie, in other words, made up by hackers, picked up, run through McCain to the CIA, picked up by CNN, picked up by the vermin at the BuzzFeed. And I want to make a comparison to what happened with the Rolling Stone article of a number of years ago. Remember they wrote an article titled, A Rape on Campus? It was a made-up story. Remember what happened to Rolling Stone? Now, Rolling Stone used the same rationale in publishing the false story, A Rape on Campus, that CNN and BuzzFeed did in running this story about Donald Trump. If you recall, Rolling Stone published a devastating story about a brutal gang rape at the University of Virginia. Well, it went live, and other journalists who were real asked some real questions, and it unraveled the story. It was fake news. So a few weeks later, managing editor Will Dana of Rolling Stone, who released the story, said that they had lost confidence in the main source. So what does that teach us? It teaches us, the Rolling Stone story does, and now this BuzzFeed story, is that if you're a darn reporter, you err on the side of not publishing. You don't play the game of, you don't know the truth, so you're just going to run with the story. In the first defamation suit to go to trial over the Rolling Stone fake rape story, the jury did not find against Rolling Stone for publishing a poorly investigated story, but for leaving the story up when they had lost confidence in their sources. Did you hear this? There's another point to that story. If the court had not found that the plaintiff was not a public figure, then Rolling Stone would have been tagged for defamation on the original publication as the author was. So now let's talk about the Trump, the smear against Trump. Trump can't sue because he's a public figure. However, Michael Cohen, his lawyer, is not a public figure. And BuzzFeed published unverified claims that President-elect Donald Trump's lawyer, Michael Cohen, met with Russian operatives in Prague in August 2016. Well, my friends, they are going to be sued, and they're going to lose big time. That's my opinion. Now, going back to another topic I haven't gotten to yet, at the same time with Trump press conference and reviewing it today on the Savage Nation, and, you know, if you haven't heard this one, I have to play it again. I don't even want to repeat what they said Trump did in Russia, because it was all fake. Listen to clip number four again. It's very important.
I was in Russia years ago with the Miss Universe contest, which did very well. Moscow, the Moscow area, did very, very well. And I told many people, be careful. because you don't want to see yourself on television. Cameras all over the place. And again, not just Russia, all over. Does anyone really believe that story? I'm also very much of a germaphobe, by the way. Believe me.
Okay, he's making a joke out of a smear campaign. They said he engaged in some kind of perverted sexual acts. It was all made up by hackers. It did not stop John McCain from taking it to the CIA. And it didn't stop the CIA from releasing it. Wow, what a country we're living in. It explains a lot of what's going on, doesn't it? But let's put aside the sexual stuff, which is not true. It's about the intelligence leaks from the intelligence briefings that worries me the most. These are sick people to release intelligence briefings like this. And John McCain must be forced to resign immediately. Either he is senile, or, worse yet, he is a double agent. John McCain must be forced to step down. In fact, I would ask the Republican Party to hold a censure vote on John McCain, or worse, as soon as possible, and get rid of him. Let's play clip number 5 on the Savage Nation.
I saw the information. I read the information. It's all fake news. It's phony stuff. It didn't happen. And it was gotten by opponents of ours, as you know, because you reported it, and so did many of the other people. It was a group of opponents that got together, sick people, and they put that crap together. So it should never have been, number one, shouldn't have even entered paper, but it should never have been released. But I read what was released, and I think it's a disgrace.
Well, the New York Post is reporting right now that the ex-British spy behind the Trump dossier, the fake news, has just been identified. I don't know if he'll know the name. Ex-British spy behind Trump dossier reportedly identified. Ex-MS MI6 agent Christopher Steele, who now works for the London-based private investigative firm Orbis Business Intelligence, had in fact prepared the fake document. Now, you see it unreported that a former British intelligence operative had been the one who compiled the memos in the dossier and that he handed them over to the FBI in Rome. What is in it? What's the big deal to you? The 35-page fake document includes severe allegations of misconduct about Trump's connections and activities in Russia, all made up. According to CNN, the person who produced it was a former MI6 agent who was posted in Russia in the 1990s. They added that this sterling human being now runs a private intelligence gathering firm. Well, that's interesting. I'm sure he knows how to tie a Windsor knot very well. A diplomatic service list published by the British government shows that he was once posted to the UK's Moscow embassy with the title of Second Secretary Chancery, according to Forbes. Well, whatever. Former counselor in the foreign, blah, blah, blah. One of two directors of the company, Orbis. There's no point in going on about this. It's a fake dossier about Donald Trump. He funneled the documents to the FBI and to officials in the U.S. and Europe. I'll tell you this. That company, Orbis, is going to be in a lot of trouble now as a result of this. We have a new president. It's not Obama who would approve of this kind of thing, in my estimation.
I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
So the topic number one is what I said to you it is. Why are neocon ventriloquists still anti-Russia? You do know that Obama moved tanks into Poland, don't you? With the biggest buildup in military in Europe since the Cold War. You do know that the nice, skinny party animal over there in Chicago did that. Oh, no, you didn't know that? The man who they're all protecting, the Jim Acostas of the world, who have accosted our brain for all of these years on CNN, have not told you that Obama is trying to provoke a war with Russia before he goes out the door, before he leaves the White House? And so the question really becomes, to me, how far will they go? Will Obama actually fire missiles at Russia before he leaves, sort of like a kid in a school who throws stink bombs into a school after he's thrown out for being a juvenile delinquent? That's a pretty rich one. Let's say there's a juvie in school, and the teachers finally had enough of him, and they called the guards to throw the kid out. And as the kid's leaving the classroom, he throws stink bombs into the auditorium. That's what Obama's trying to do with the world right now, in my estimation. Do you want more aggression? Do you want more aggression from the U.S.? Are you people that stupid? All you Reaganite morons who still think they were living before the wall fell? What is wrong with you? Why must you demonize Russia and try to start a conflagration? Well, if you are, you're no different than Obama. Do you understand you're on the same side? You and McCain are all on the same side? The Democrat vermin like Charlie Schumer, using all of the technology that we have today and the methodology of the Stasi in Eastern Europe. We thought the Stasi was gone, but little did you know that Charles Schumer of all people, would be using the tactics of the Stasi, along with the neocon ventriloquists here in America. The main topic is, frankly, the intelligence agencies at war with Trump, along with the Democrats who put them in there. Never forget who the intelligence agencies are. They're fundamentally men, aren't they? Men and women. Well, they're not robots. They're men and women. And who appointed them? Who appointed them? Barack Hussein Obama. So Barack Hussein Obama is effectively the intelligence agencies who are attacking Trump with fake stories and trying to undermine his presidency before he even takes office. And, of course, they have fellow travelers on the Republican side, like McCain, and in the media, the neocon ventriloquists who are still anti-Russia and still trying to start a war with Russia. Everywhere I turn, Russia, 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 Russia. I would say that the U.S. media, in their invasion of the United States mindset and the world, the U.S. media has done more damage than Russia's invasion of Crimea and a few other areas in Europe. That's my opinion. The invasion of the mind space by CNN, NBC, ABC, CBS, etc. You can include Fox News now, because they're on the same side as CNN. Have you seen that? You're surprised that Schlepper Schmidt took the side of CNN? You don't know who Schlepper Schmidt is? Schlepper Schmidt is CNN. He's just waiting for an opportunity to move across the street. We are talking about your crazy president has just escalated the Cold War to a level not seen since the Cold War ended. As he goes out the door, he's trying to start a hot war with Russia. He sent 2,500 tanks and other armor into Poland. You understand what this is, that the so-called leftist peaceniks are trying to start a war with Russia before the psycho leaves the White House? Do you get it?
Savage.
Do you want to talk about Trump's war? Do you want to talk about the neocon ventriloquist? I'm not going to let go of that phrase. I love it so much. I coined it last week or last month. It says so much about people like McCain and those in the media who obviously are doing it for a number of reasons. McCain, I've long suspected, is a front for the warmongers in the military-industrial complex. Okay? That's number one. So for him, there's a reason for it. He's basically paying back his paymasters. That's what he's doing. But when you have people in the media who pretend to be conservatives, who every day and in every way attack Russia and attack Putin, and then say they don't support Obama and they don't support Hillary, they support Trump, just understand they are neocon ventriloquists. They are obsessed with Russia. Russia is our natural ally against radical Islam. And they are fundamentally working with globalists. We have so many sound bites. The poor guys work their butts off from morning till night. I'm a big crazy man when it comes to sound. I think I should begin right at the top. The worst sound of the day is Charles Schumer. Charles Schumer is now the head of the Stasi in the United States of America. You could say something else, but then I'd get the ADL on my back. You know, you can't say anything about Schumer without the ADL getting excited. So I got to be very careful, because there were types like him during World War II as well. Oh, he doesn't fool me. You don't know that the biggest guys who were lawyers used sticks to beat Jews into the concentration camps. You didn't hear that? I'm not saying Schumer's like that. I'm just saying that there were people like that in World War II. I'm not going that far with Schumer. But I would say that Schumer is the equivalent of the Stasi type in Eastern Europe. Does that offend Chaim Yankel there at the ADL? Can't you understand that Schumer's an evil man, that he's a no-good-nick? Right now he's threatening Donald Trump on a television channel known to hate anything of any American value. Listen to clip number two.
You take on the intelligence community, they have six ways from Sunday at getting back at you. So even for a practical, supposedly hard-nosed businessman, he's being really dumb to do this. They are very upset with how he has treated them and talked about them. And we need the...
All right, let's stop. Well, we're very upset how you have treated the American people and how you talk about us, Charlie. And we know you're frustrated because Hillary lost, and you lost your one shot at becoming a Supreme Court justice, which has been your, again, I can't use a phrase, it's a family show. I was going to say you're wet something, but I can't say it, ever since you've been a boy. But you're not going to be a Supreme Court justice. You're just going to be a heckler from the side. You're going to be one of the peanut gallery for the rest of your life, Charlie. How does that feel? And you've always been jealous of the Trumps of the world. They had better shoes, prettier wives, and more money. So, of course, you hate them. But it's not a laughing matter when a sitting senator takes such pleasure in a war against a president before he's even taken office, frankly. You know what's interesting is Schumer just said, when you take on the intelligence community, they have six ways from Sunday at getting back at you, right? If I remember correctly, Dianne Feinstein attacked the intelligence community, specifically the CIA, on numerous occasions, and they didn't get back at her, Charlie. How is that possible? Because she was purging the CIA of the CIA agents who were pro-American. That's what she was doing. This is not the CIA that we know. This is the OIA. This is the Obama Intelligence Agency. And you can write that down. The CIA has become the OIA. I guess that won't make it to any of the websites, but it just made it to the number one website in your brain, which is the Savage Nation. That's why you're listening. So now let's go to the next soundbite. Let me see if we can trigger some other thoughts here in the brains. All right, so there were hearings today. A certified war hero, General Mattis, is up there being grilled by the lowest form of human life. And right away, the agenda comes up. Gays, lesbians, you know, the standard agenda. The worst of them all was Kamala Harris. She was never any good when she was in California. She was a stooge of Willie Brown from the beginning. And now she's a stooge of the radical left. Unfortunately for Kamala Harris, she's been sidelined now because Trump won. So she now tries to take Mr. Senator Pompeo. Is he a congressman or a senator who's going to now head up the CIA? And instead of asking about the danger that radical Islam poses to the United States of America, Kamala Harris, way over her head, attacks him on gay marriage, attacks him on Muslims, and makes Pompeo say, in a sort of loyalty oath to the Communist Party USA, the old CPUSA used to have a loyalty oath, that he believes in global warming, and that global warming is a greater threat to America than ever. Than anything. So here it is, the same agenda that we just voted down in the election. Here is Kamala Harris, whoever she is. What is she actually today? She moved out of San Francisco. She became a big shot in Sacramento. Then she's up, now she's a big shot up there somewhere. Here she's attacking Mr. Pompeo, who was first in his class at West Point. She is not fit to iron his clothing, in my opinion. Listen to number 11.
Your voting record and stated position on gay marriage and the importance of having a quote-unquote traditional family structure for raising children is pretty clear. I disagree with your position, but of course you're entitled
Hold on. Wait a minute. You disagree with your position? Wait a minute. Hold it. Did you hear what this person just said to a great man who's going to be the head of the CIA? Your voting record on gay marriage and the importance of traditional family structure for raising children, I disagree with you? Do you understand what this is about? Do you understand that they lost? Do you understand how close we came to having the LGBT internationalist brigades take over every aspect of our life? Do you understand this? And do you understand why they're trying to undermine Trump and Putin? You know, I've told you this before in some of my books. One of the reasons they hate Putin, or one of the reasons that the establishment hates Putin, is not so much for his invasion of Crimea or Ukraine. They could care less about that. It's because of his stance on gays. So let me clear the air on it. There is an international movement that is run by some of the most powerful people on earth who continuously harp on the LGBT agenda as though that is the most important thing on the planet. And so that is what you're witnessing right now. They're still active. So when you say globalist, understand what the globalist actually means. The globalists do not like the family. In that regard, they match the philosophy of Karl Marx, who wrote that the bourgeois family is passé, and the bourgeois family, meaning man and woman, must be obliterated from the earth. He wanted the state to raise the children. Do you understand that? It's really not much different than it's been forever. It's just that you have to see the whole picture. All right, I don't even want to play any more of her. I still have a little more time because I don't want to get trapped into her, the madness of her own mind. I really don't want to get sucked into it. So I can ask you some questions, but what's the point of asking? You know the answers already. You know that he is going to build a wall. He is going to lower taxes. He's going to put on tariffs. He will deport illegal aliens in prison. He will gut Obamacare. He will definitely protect the Second Amendment. He has already rebuilt the military with who he's appointed, Mr. General Mattis. The schools will no longer be, well, not immediately. This is going to take a long time. The schools will eventually cease to be indoctrination centers of, I hate to use the word socialism because it's much worse than that, and religion. I haven't really gotten to the religion part yet. I think it's going to be okay to be religious again in America very soon. Under Donald Trump, because he said something about the inauguration. He said right afterwards they're going to go to church or something. What a refreshing change that is from the creature that's exiting the White House right now. I have such contempt for Obama, it's hard for me to control it. I know I should. I know that there's no, you know, measure in doing it. But you know that almost 10 years of this man decimating this country has had its effects? You could see that in how the jackals appealed, tried to destroy Trump and lost, by the way. But I want to go back to religion, religion, religion. If you are a religious person, a truly religious person, a believing person, Christian or Jewish, you know that under Obama, you've been ashamed to admit that you're religious. It's become sort of laughable, except amongst your closest friends. You've probably hidden your cross. You'll probably never admit that you go to church to people because you're afraid you'll be laughed at by the vermin on the left. Look at every movie. Every movie that comes out, there's a mockery of a Christian. This will stop. I saw a movie the other day. I don't even remember the name of it. It was okay for a while, but one of the sisters picks up, she's going to a Thanksgiving dinner at the family, and she doesn't have a boyfriend. She's very beautiful, but she is a zany girl. She doesn't ever have a boyfriend. She picks up a soldier at an airport and takes him to dinner. Because she's ashamed to show up alone, and the whole family thinks she's a bit of a whack job. Well, as the dinner begins in this movie, Alan Arkin was in it, a big deal. He ought to play John McCain. That's the only thing left for Alan Arkin is playing John McCain. They're about on the same mental level. As the fake dinner begins in the movie, Thanksgiving dinner, the soldier character says that he would say grace, because someone says it in a joking way. Yeah, thanks for the food, now let's eat. The soldier says, can I say it in my way? And he starts to actually say a prayer about God. And guess what happens next? The drug addicts in Hollywood then turned it into a laugh line, mocking the soldier, the Christian soldier with the patch on his arm, the American flag. They turned him into a jerk. They tried to turn him into a jerk. That is over. Those days are over. I can guarantee you as I stand here, the rats in Hollywood are going to start to scurry in another direction. Because one thing is for sure, it's all business for them. And if he cuts off their tax credits, which is liable to happen, believe me, there's a lot he can do to put those guys in line down there in Hollywood. He can do it through taxes and whatnot. He can do an awful lot to make sure that they stop bashing America and religion in this country. So I think that, yes, religion will become respected again in this country. One thing is 100% sure. Being Jewish in America is going to be a lot easier for Jews under Donald Trump, not harder. Remember how they tried to smear him and they called him an anti-Semite? Can you believe that one? His daughter, Ivanka, married an Orthodox Jewish man named Jared, who actually doesn't work on the Sabbath. I don't know if you know that. They actually turn off their phones on the Sabbath. They don't work on the Sabbath. They're as religious as you can imagine. And they're Jewish. His grandchildren are Jewish. And they try to call him an anti-Semite. And that lie ran around and around and around like a ping pong ball over and over again. It went around and around and around like a ball inside a machine. It wouldn't stop. And I'll make a prediction right now. This false narrative about Russia is going to continue. They're not going to let it go. I don't think they're going to let it go. They're going to continue to talk about it. John McCain says, I gave Russia the blackmail dossier on Trump to the FBI. Can you believe this story? He's actually boasting about it. It's a very important story. He's boasting that he did it. Senator John McCain admitted that he gave the FBI a dossier detailing claims of a Russian blackmail plot against Donald Trump. The senile moron from Arizona, a longtime Trump antagonist, made the statement as questions piled up about his alleged role. Okay, so McCain now has to go. McCain must be censured in the Senate immediately, and frankly, he needs to be recalled.
Be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. All right, so the hearings today, the confirmation hearings on Mr. Pompeo and Mr. Mattis, General Mattis, were filled with the Democrats espousing their filthy left-wing agenda all over again. You know, if you're not sure whether you should have voted for Trump, let's put it to you this way. You're just not going to be hearing any of this anymore for the next 4 to 8 years. If Hillary had won, all you would have heard was the same stuff over and over again. And that's why she lost. She lost because of her focus on the issues that most Americans do not care about. Here is Kamala Harris, another, again, instead of grilling the incoming CIA chief about the dangers that radical Islam poses to the American people, listen to her grilling him on climate change in the midst of a blizzard.
In the past, you have questioned the scientific consensus on climate change. Nevertheless, according to NASA, multiple studies published in peer-reviewed scientific journals show that 97% or more of actively published climate scientists agree.
Stupid moron, liar, idiot.
Trends over the past century are extremely likely
to human
activities. In addition, most
Listen
of the leading scientific organizations worldwide have issued public statements
endorsing by Obama,
this position. Do you have any reason to doubt NASA's findings?
Senator, I've actually spoken to this in my political life some. My commentary, most all, has been directed to ensuring that the policies that America put in place actually achieve the objective of ensuring that we didn't have catastrophic harm that resulted from change in climate. I continue to hold that view. I, frankly, as the director of CIA, would prefer today not to get into the details of climate debate and science. It seems my role is going to be so different and unique from that. It is going to be to work alongside warriors keeping Americans safe.
Did you hear that?
I stand by the things that I've said previously with respect to that issue.
Did you hear this? Here's the man who was first in his class at West Point, incoming to the CIA instead of the clown that's going to be kicked out by the boot of his pants. And he says, I'm going to work with the warriors to keep America safe instead of getting into this argument about... First of all, she repeats the big lie over and over again, as they did in the communist Soviet Union. Do you agree that studies show that 97% or more of scientists agree that climate warming trends are due to human activity? Are you now, or have you ever been, not a member of the Communist Party? He wouldn't take the bait. Then she had the nerve to say to him, you're not a scientist, are you? And he said, well, I'm actually an engineer.